Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron. That's Confidence Man with Holiday. Perfect timing. And sorry, you can keep shouting in the studio, Sean. We've got Sean's here. We didn't know Sean was turning up, but Craig is here and Raisa is here as well. Say good morning, everybody.
Morena.
Good morning. Morning.
So, Craig, bring that mic back up to you because I'm a bit worried that and then let it hang and then make sure the plug's in the back properly.
Did you tell him to let it hang, Aaron?
That's, yeah.
We need a bang, let it hang. How's that, Aaron? Is that coming over?
That's beautiful. So we've got 20 minutes of morning show left for the year, so I've invited a few people in. And we're going to talk about, should we do the practical thing first, Raisa?
We can, yes.
Because Raisa has the information about the alcohol restrictions, the liquor restrictions around town. Are we under one right now?
Yes, we are. So I have this little pamphlet, and I'm just going to try to, you know, wrap it up somehow. So there is a 24/7 alcohol ban in place across the Raglan Town Centre. There's also seasonal alcohol bans in place over an increased area in Raglan from the 23rd of December, which is today, throughout to the 6th of January. That is each year. That is not new. If you are caught consuming or possessing alcohol in alcohol ban areas, you're liable to be fined. And as far as I understand, there's been some increased visibility of signage somewhere, but people...
On the footpath.
I saw it on the footpath, yeah.
Like have you? Neon. Yeah, oh, great, because I haven't seen it.
No, yeah, it's there. Yeah, on it's the edge, there. I think on the edge of where you, when you arrive... Inside the zone,
yes.
There'll be something on the footpath.
And yeah, I think
how big's the fine, Risa, do you know?
I do not know that. I just know that police and council have been a little bit worried about the influenced behaviour changes and want to raise awareness of.
You mean drunk people?
Yes, drunk people.
The council's worried about drunk people. Yes,
we're not council. I think the police, because they're policing it, right? Council doesn't do that. So the police is dealing with all those drunk people on the pavement, on the road during that time. And as you know, we don't have 10 people to do that. We have three, do we? Three police people?
No,
we have more. Two. We get people come out because we had a few years ago. I think before 5, 6, 7, 8. I don't know. I can't remember. They had a problem where there were only three cops over summer and things did get out of hand.
Yeah.
So since then, they always send out extra police. And while I was interviewing Dennis, we just saw someone pulled up outside, directly outside the town hall, and a police officer I didn't recognize got out of the car. So I think they're here.
All right, they're here. But we do want to make their work easier as well by trying to be good citizens, right? And try to not drink on the street, on the roads, even in your car. If you are parked somewhere and you drink in your car, police can and will fine you. So
really?
Please, yes. So please be aware of that, everyone. We don't want our police to have to deal with that all the time. I'm sure they're busy with other things.
I heard that
domestic violence is up during Christmas season. So we want them to take care of other things that are maybe more important than drunk people.
Yes, yes. All right. So that's the story there, folks. Look for the little green symbols on the street, and you'll know
it's
when you're
yellowy.
Yellowy.
Yellowy. Yellowy.
Yeah, just had a look on the street. It's like a neony, yellowy green.
Is it visible, Craig?
Yes. I'll just show Sean. It's just up.
Stay by the mic, Craig.
Just up from Raglan Community Radio HQ here in the town hall. Just up the street, there's one on the pavement which says, I think it's no alcohol. Does it say, Sean? Maybe.
It should say that. Hey.
We'll send Sean out to have him read the words properly. So on to other subjects. You had, Raisa, you had Bad Olive in the studio for your show.
Oh, did
this
you
week.
Hear it?
I heard it. Yeah, I did. I did hear a little bit, but I was interested because I had them on my show the previous week, and they were a little bit disconcerted at trying to perform at 9 a.m. with the sun blazing into the studio through the windows. I think they found it really hard to get in the mood, and I was like trying to keep turning the music up.
Oh,
and up
they
and up
were
and up.
In the mood. They were so in the mood. It was great. We did like a 30-40 minute set, so they had like 2 or 3 songs. Maida did one of her own original ones, and then they had 2 Bad Olive thingies.
Yeah,
it was great. And they had their third little. Instead of Sarah, they had their third little puppeteer kind of member with us who was participating.
A puppet.
It's a little...
Puppets don't work well on the radio.
I can send you the videos. Maybe you want to check them out.
Like a hand puppet thing.
Yeah, but and if you put your hand up that puppet's butt and move the mouth, it sings. It sings the whole why do birds suddenly appear?
That's cool.
Yeah, it's
Is that a
cute.
Felix thing?
Of course it's a Felix thing.
Of course it's a Felix thing.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And they are, we should mention that they are going to be playing at the Yacht Club on Boxing Day, is it?
Is that the 26th then, yes?
Yes. Don't you know?
I do not know.
Do they not have Boxing Day?
Christmas is the 25th, isn't it?
Mine is 24th, so...
Boxing Day is not a German thing.
No, we call it First Christmas Day and Second Christmas Day.
Okay.
As you do.
So Second Christmas Day on the 26th, they'll be at the Yacht Club. I'm just looking at the Bad Olive Project with support from Gridlock. I don't know who Gridlock is.
I did ask them who Gridlock is, and I'm sure that Felix answered, but I can't remember what it said.
There'll be somebody.
Yeah, it should be fun.
And how's your year been? You were away for a while. You come back.
It's been a year. It's been busy. It's been good. Lots of changes, a lot of challenges, but coming out on the other end, I guess.
Can we say where you work? Do you want to say where you work?
We can say that I work at council, yes.
Okay. And
we can also say that I'm the event officer. Yeah.
Okay, all right. I wasn't sure if you wanted to say that out loud.
That's fine. I think most people know by now. Certainly my friends from the community board know.
Yeah. So you're involved with the processing, all the paperwork with Sound Splash.
Yes.
But I presume at the start of the year, you were also involved with all the rules have been set for council buildings about what you could do for under orange and red and green.
Yeah, that was tricky. It was so weird because I felt like it's changing all the time, and then you have to not just tell people what they can and cannot do, but also educate them why they cannot do it, because not everybody follows the changes of the, you know, did we call it traffic light? See, I don't even remember.
It was a traffic light, right?
So the whole orangey green and permit, no, the vaccine passport and all that. And it was so hard because I could feel how it disconnected the community. But then if you work under a national framework like that, there's nothing that council can do. But of course, I got a lot of, you know,
but I hate mail. But I hate mail.
Yeah, that's something to deal
here's
with.
One, here's one for 2022. Do you guys feel like the community's come back together a little bit this year?
Very much so. In the event space, ever since I got back, which was September, I was overseas for holidays. It was just all go. Ever since September, people just want to do things.
So it's all action.
It's all action, and it's all like, can we do this next week? Can we do this next month? And I'm like, oh, that's a bit of a big event for a month planning. Sure, we can see what we can do. I mean, we try to make things happen for people, right? We never say no is our kind of motto. We want to enable people to make things happen. And even if that sometimes means stretching the boundaries of our processes, because that's probably the hardest bit, to understand that other people in council have to look over the applications and have to, you know.
Yeah, I discovered with Sound Splash, like the building consent team who I was talking to one of them at my place a few days ago about a project we're doing. They also, building consent happens with Sound Splash because they're building big structures.
Yes, they're building big structures, and that
might be temporary, but.
But even so, you know, it's a health and safety risk that needs to be signed off properly before anything can happen. And then keep in mind that building consent, that team doesn't just work on Sound Splash, right? They have a million other things they work on, as do all our other teams. Our alcohol license people, you know, they're like under the pump the end of the year. Everybody's working till the 23rd, 12 p.m. And it's just a bit hectic. So
back to Craig's question. I think he was asking if we felt like the community had come back together after some artificial divisions had been introduced.
Which community are you talking about? The Raglan community or in general our Waikato district communities?
I think maybe I'm talking about, well,
we only care about this side.
We only care about Whangaroa.
It's a microcosm of other communities, right?
So yeah.
How do you guys feel about things coming back together again, Aaron? It sounds like you've got some thoughts on this.
Oh, well, because I'm talking about it all the time. No, things haven't come back to the way they were.
They have not?
No, they have not. People are still, I mean, things are a lot better. People are talking to each other again.
Yeah.
But there's still discomfort and some are not talking to others.
Yes, I think that is surely a thing.
And people are still stressed. There's a hangover of stress, even though most people are relaxed that the virus is out there and accepting that it's just a normal part of life now.
Yeah.
So we're not specifically stressed about that, but that leftover stress from the previous 3 years, I think that's kind of – I feel like that's emerging to a degree.
But also we can all feel that, right? Like the four of us that we sit here – it's not just a individual thing. I think we all as a community and as individuals have been going through that one way or the other. I just always find it hard to see when people make it all about their agendas and I'm feeling horrible about XYZ and I'm like, yes, so do I.
People are overwhelmed.
Yes, but I'm not going to put that on other people. My overwhelm is my overwhelm. I'm going to deal with that because it's my shit. Sorry, my S. I said, I said the S word at 10 in the morning. I'm so sorry.
Race's show is in the evening. Sean, did you have something you were going to say? I see you've pulled up to the mic.
Oh, no. No,
can you put the plug back in properly there? There we go.
And I'm on the air.
You are now.
I think
yes.
There are still pockets of dissent, and there's a lot of anti-government sentiment out there, which I think is largely unfounded. But, I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, I could say to someone, you know, we can agree to disagree. But, I mean, we don't seem to have that option anymore. I mean, things run real deep, and I think there's going to be quite a long road to recovery for everyone.
It might be a learning experience and a chance for growth.
Exactly.
Craig, if you want to talk, you need a mic.
there's a lot of people who are certainly still, upset about certain things and that, and you hear it coming out every now and then. But I kind of get the feeling personally anyway, maybe I'm too optimistic, but I kind of get the feeling that, like, everybody's just kind of getting back on with stuff now and maybe not burning the bridges. Well, rebuilding the burned bridges, maybe, something like that.
Let's hope. I'm sharing your optimism wholeheartedly, Craig, and I really... Yeah, Sean?
Oh, here's a piece of advice. Stay off social media.
Sean, are you following that advice? Because I've been giving you that advice.
To the best of my ability.
Yes.
I give myself half an hour a day on social media, and I think even that might be too much at the moment.
Very true.
Yeah. I was talking to one of my guests, Lani, on Monday, was talking about... She was just like... The thing that she was keeping in mind was we literally breathe the same air, we walk the same streets, we share, and as Marie would say, one of my other guests, we're doing life together in this community, and we're just sharing everything. So
and we love this community that should bind us together one way or the other, right?
I think you're right, Reese. That's how it is, right? Everybody loves living here, right?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like anyway. So.
And we love the people and what the people do for this community. So why should we, should we not enjoy that and make that work somehow?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm. Sean's experimenting with the lights. See, the lights still need to be on. So that's all been that sort of thing. What do you think is going to predict? Let's do that thing where you do a prediction for next year.
Oh no!
What are your predictions for next year?
Oh gosh!
Multi-story building application for beside the wharf. At the council.
Yep.
And McDonald's more built. 10-story buildings in Raglan.
More 10-story buildings in Raglan.
Macca's.
A Macca's. Do you know...
I think this community is more Kentucky Fried Chicken kind of
group. Folks, we're joking. I tell you, we need to make it clear we're joking because...
Yes, joking.
When they did some work on where Wild is, that building, over 10 years ago, they're doing some work there, and the builders, just for a joke, got a sign made up with McDonald's written on it and stuck it on their fence.
Love
and
it.
People hit the roof. They were going into the council office, abusing the staff there. And like,
no
you
way.
Can't put a McDonald's in Raglan, and it was just a joke.
I'm
so
sure it was
we
all
have
over
to be
the notice board.
The notice board didn't exist.
Oh, back in the days when the notice board was not a thing.
Yeah, but word
what
still...
What a great time that must have been.
Word still spread very fast.
Yeah.
About that particular one.
Yeah.
Maybe we talked about it on the radio. I don't think I was even on the air then.
Oh, wow.
Now, Aaron,
that long ago, Aaron?
I know you're in the loop, Aaron. Is it true the countdown's going to make a thing over in Raglan? Like, make a supermarket?
Are you stirring again, Craig?
Who is saying that?
Have you yeah, I think
no,
Craig's
that's
just...
interesting.
No, well, there was discussion about a few years ago about the Raglan Club site being used and a deal done. And then when the members of the club... heard what was happening, they basically put a stop to it. So that's a historical thing. What else are we going to make the community panic about?
Well, no, I mean, to be fair, to bring this back to a, you know, kind of rational conversation, if our community is growing and Rangatahi is just developing more and more, there's more people moving here, that's a fact, we might not be able to just survive with Super Value and Countdown and Foursquare. So what are the options? And I'm not saying Countdown is an option, but what are we doing with the two existing places? Are they just going to expand?
We don't have a plan.
Of course we don't.
We don't have
a plan. But they might. Who is they?
Well, no, but this is a little...
You and your mates at the council.
Right, me and my mates.
Yeah. Here's a question. So you work in the events section.
Yeah.
Do you know the people in the planning section at all?
I do.
But you don't... Do you bump into them very much?
No, not if I don't want to.
No.
They're
a different room, are they?
Well, we don't have rooms. It's very, like, connected. We have big, you know, the big office space
Is
just connected.
Yeah.
So I tried to make an effort that was actually in my individual plan for this year and the next year. I'm trying to make an effort to get to know more teams and more people on the teams and get to know what they're doing as a job, because I find it's crucial for everyone working. What is customer delivery doing? What is my maid at the phone doing? What is she telling the customers, and how does that work? You know, you can shadow people even and be an hour at their desk and see what they're doing. And that's really cool, because for me, I think it's important to know how they work and what they're doing, because then I'm like, oh, because I know this now, I can make a more educated decision on X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I'm really happy about is that we have people living in Raglan who work at council. I think that's actually beneficial to the community.
We're three or four now.
One just swapped councils, so that's changed.
Kind of, yeah.
Which is,
and then there's two or three more, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever get any flack when people discover you're at council, and does that not really happen? The flack's kind of a little bit more removed. It's online.
Yeah, I think what I noticed, what I do not like, is people tagging me on things on Facebook with my personal Facebook account saying, hey, Risa, surely council can do blah de blah blah blah. And I'm like, well, A, I'm not council.
Do something, Risa.
Yeah. A, I'm not council. I'm working at council, one of the 450 people who do that. I do not know things. I know my space and maybe a little bit more, but in my private racer function, I do not feel comfortable giving out information that is not mine to give. So I feel really, really conflicted.
The comms department would have words with
probably.
You if you started. They would.
They're
pretty tough on people, council staff who talk outside their zone.
Exactly. So it's a bit tricky. And Councillor Thompson, you know, she's like, I always wear my councillor's hat. And I'm like, yeah, that's something that you need to do as a counselor. But I want to take my freaking event officer's head off at the end of the day.
She's a politician. It's a bit different. Yeah.
Oh, it's very different. But we had a correo the other day where I'm like, but how do I do that? Because when I'm private racer and I'm going to this event and then people start asking me about things and I'm like, I'm drinking a beer. It's 8 p.m.
Give them a form to fill out. Just give them here. I've got a form for you to fill out. That'll like slow everyone down.
Yeah.
Hey, so Craig, your year. You've if people don't know, Craig's been studying for a degree.
Yes,
are you there yet?
No. Funnily enough, I made a miscalculation there. And I think I'm two papers short. So I'll attend to that start of next year. So and then all going well, I'll have a degree.
How much longer you reckon?
One semester? Two papers?
Yeah.
So half a year.
So it's all good. And I'll be able to work during that time, all going well. So.
And how was it trying to do academic stuff again in your 40s after not doing it for a couple of decades?
Oh, you just gave away his age, Aaron. No, rude.
I'm more than happy to do that. We'll do yours next.
I'm actually only 25, but to be honest, man, it was like at the very beginning, you got to retrain your brain, right, to learn heaps of stuff straight away, and that was probably the hardest thing. But I'm really enjoying actually learning heaps of new stuff, and I think actually everybody should try and do that, because there is psychological studies done and research done that actually, if you keep your brain kind of working, learning new things all the time, no matter what age you are, Aaron, maybe you should keep learning stuff.
Oh, God, this is getting very personal.
But I'm 51. Are you happy now?
Hey, I'm 36. I'm the youngest in the room. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, yeah. It's very easy. There was a time when I was involved with the radio where I was the youngest, but that's, now I'm in the middle somewhere.
No, now it's now it's other people.
So are you guys doing your shows through the summer break? I'm not. I'm finished for a month.
Well, yeah, both me and Risa know that, we're going to have to pick up your slack.
Actually, we should say you guys are both going to do some time on the morning show.
Bits and bops of the morning show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Craig and I, we should probably get together after this and check which days and dates will suit for him and I.
Yeah, I mean, it's a month, so... The chance of a clash is
nothing.
What about you, Sean? Are you going to do a morning show takeover?
Oh, maybe not. Well, I'll keep doing my New Zealand music show on Tuesdays. That's 11:30 till 1:30 every Tuesday.
Advertisement.
I think Ben has indicated that he'll be doing some extra shows as
our
well.
Our New York DJs in Raglan at the moment. Yeah, so he's going to do some morning shows. Fourth and the 5th of Jan.
Yeah.
Cole, can you write that down for me, please?
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about after the interview. Yeah,
yeah. Chatting to Ben the other day, he's been 7 years away.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
And still going strong with his show every Wednesday at, well, what's the time?
After Tuesday, after me.
Yeah, 11, at 1:30, yeah. And Ben was, Ben's kind of, mentally, Ben is kind of significant for me. When I started this job, the station had been through a rough period. There were only 7 DJs.
Yes.
And Ben was one of the first ones to, that kind of kicked off the revival of the station. He just turned up one day and he wanted to do a show. And I was like, I was super enthusiastic. And yes, yeah, now we've got like over 30 DJs, so it's kind of sprang back to life.
Over 30,
quite vigorously,
man.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me, Aaron, one of his shows he did, it was a special on the Grateful Dead, and that I noticed played for like 2 months.
You're just, are you having a go at the quality of the management? I don't think it played for 2 months. But yeah, well, there was a few weeks where he was away. It wasn't 2 months, but that was the replay show. Yes.
Oh, hey, people, can we talk about the New Year's Eve float? Have we talked about it on air? You have talked about it on air.
Yeah, yeah. I've said that we'll be there and we'll be making a lot of noise.
It'll be so much fun.
We're going to be like the mobile party.
What's going to happen, Aaron?
Well, we're going to drive Sean's car at the front with loudspeakers on the roof.
Whee!
I think Sean's reluctant, but we don't think we've got any other choice.
Do you want me to bring Hiver's vest?
Plug him back in.
Shall I bring Hiver's vest?
Yeah, actually, the reason I popped in is to confirm that we actually have a 3.6-meter trailer.
Oh, a big trailer. Lots of DJs on the back.
Yeah. It may not be my car at the front because I'm actually working that afternoon, so...
And it's a 3.6. We'll do you need a big vehicle for a 3.6-meter trailer? Is it like a double-wheel one?
Yep, it's a tandem. Yeah, but no, it can go on an ordinary passenger vehicle.
The more important question, what are the health and safety measures we're taking?
Oh, the trailer will have... It's got sides, like up to waist height.
Yeah.
And now, do we have warts to walk with us on the site like last time that people walk?
Probably, yeah.
Well, that depends on who turns up.
Yeah. Oh, heaps of people.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, Emma's away, unfortunately. I was really looking forward to do this with her, but she's enjoying Christmas overseas in the UK with fam.
Tony will be here. Cool. I talked to...
Is Murray still here for that?
He's still here, but Murray's family moving back to Australia
in
February.
March.
So I don't... March, is it? So,
yeah.
So I'm not sure if he'll be... terribly actively involved.
Now let's go through the things. Sarah, what about Sarah?
Well, we can certainly get some decorations for the vehicle from Sarah.
Yeah.
So hopefully she'll
be
around.
Bunting,
yes,
lots of bunting.
Yeah. But I think the focus will really be on the noise. We're going to be really noisy this year.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sammy will be here.
Cool. Sammy and Joe.
No, we're gonna meet on the 28th at Tony's garage to work out the playlist.
Can't make it, but you guys have fun. Can I pitch in playlist stuff to you?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know what I want to hear.
What do you want to hear?
Team Squat.
It's got to be real. It's got to be real get up and dance music. We had a lot of disco last time because we know that the crowd like that.
Yeah,
like
Team Squat is very 80s disco. Yay.
Yeah.
So that
will be happening. And then we have to make sure that we're not too close to the bagpipes. If we're right behind the bagpipes, are just
bagpipes.
I know, but they're the other noisy thing, right? There's us and them now that make noise, so we need a bit of a
there's just
space.
Us and them and no one
and some
else
and some very quiet some very quiet people. And don't forget, folks, there's prize money to be had for the New Year's Eve parade. $500 for the best float. We won it last time. I think we're creating space for someone else to win it this time.
Are we trying not to win, please? Can we do that?
Yeah. Okay. We're leaving the space for someone else this time.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. All good.
Who are the judges?
I think Lisa is Lisa, and maybe Bernice, who's the new president of the Lions.
Just talk to Bernice and give her the Hiver's vest for the parade-y thing.
Yeah. So she's all organizing it this
Great.
Year. Because the last person to do that was Bob.
I know.
Who's no longer with us.
I know.
We miss Bob. But,
unfortunately, as great as Bob was, there was no paperwork for Bernice on what to do.
Bob knew how to get around all the council rules
exactly.
and still be legit at the
exactly.
same time. Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's the problem. We can't do this anymore, people.
He was very clever
we can't
about
do
that.
This. There's
anyway,
processes.
Let's not besmirch the memory of Bob.
No.
No, that's a compliment in Raglan.
Yeah, it is.
He knew how to get around the rules.
He knew how to do it. Bob, thinking of you.
Yeah, wasn't there another DJ, one of my favourite DJs, actually, I used to listen to every Sunday morning. Was that this year, Clint passed away,
yes, this year. Actually, we should talk about that. Yeah. Because he was the longest running DJ of the station up to that point.
Wow.
He'd been going for over, I think, 22 years, Sean's signalling me. And he was a life member, and he'd come to the station's aid at various times when it was in trouble. And Yeah, he was. Yeah, and people still love the show. And because it was known that he wasn't well. If he wasn't on the air, I'd always get messages from people saying, "You know, how's Clint?"
Can you play a replay in honor of him? Maybe today, tomorrow, at some point.
Oh, I've got interviews that because I did an interview with several people around the time of his death.
Maybe we should do a Bob and Clint.
We're five minutes over the end of the morning show now, so
who's
it's kind of time
next?
To wrap up.
You're on overtime, Aaron.
No, I'm still working anyway.
Work, Aaron.
Because Craig and I have got to record some jingles. I've got to talk with Racer about what's happening with when she takes over the morning show.
Hostile, non-hostile takeover.
Non-hostile takeover. I'd be interested in seeing what a hostile takeover looks like.
Nah, we're not telling you. We're just doing it.
That'll just happen one day. Oh, my goodness. Well, it won't be happening through January.
Don't
anyway.
You worry. It'll all be fine.
Everything will be fine, Aaron. Don't worry about it.
Well, it's time to wrap up this show.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. I don't know. Do I have to make wrap your end of year summation kind of sounds?
You
should. Do it, Aaron. Do it.
It's been an interesting year. I'm pretty tired.
Yeah.
It's been ever since I've been going hard since October last year when the COVID outbreak arrived here.
You have been going.
We've had
hard.
A busy time.
Job too, Aaron.
Yeah. But I love you for it.
I'm feeling like I've been just kind of drifting on the show over the year, so I need a good break. I'm going to have 4 or 5 weeks off.
You deserve it.
Get the mojo back a little bit. I don't know if that sounds that way, but
we're covering
like
your mojo.
Me.
Yeah, don't worry about
that. Does that sound weird? That sounds weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
We create our
covering
own
the show. Yeah. So, yeah, time to wrap up, time to go. And I'll be back at the end of January. And you guys will hear some mornings you'll hear Racer, and some mornings you might hear Craig. Some mornings it'll be the computer, and some mornings it'll be Ben. And I don't know if other people are also going to be doing
We'll figure it out. Yeah, let's recruit. We're going to do some recruiting.
Do some recruiting. All right.
Do some work, Aaron. Yeah, get people interested.
No, I'm stopping. Co-host. Today's my last day. I'm stopping today. No more work from
we
Aaron.
We can try, Craig. We're going to get co-hosts. We'll do it.
Yeah, do that. All right. Thanks for coming in, guys. Sean and Craig and Razor came in for the end of the morning show. Thank you, Dennis, earlier. And everyone else. I have lots of people who are regular interview guests who help me produce content. I couldn't do it without them. So thanks to all them as well.
Thanks, people.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Kirimete.